You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on November 8th, 2024. Welcome to episode 43 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, report on the SFU rowing with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. Now to some SFU news, all based on Twitter. The university kicked off Global Institute for AgriTech on November 4th, where it will search for solutions to combat global agricultural challenges from climate change, such as drought resistance, soil degradation, and will include 13 SFU researchers from 7 faculties, plus advisory members from Germany, the Netherlands, and affiliated members from Kwantlen University, University of Fraser Valley, according to Jeff Hodson on the SFU News website. November 6th was Coffee Day at Renaissance Coffee, where between 6 a.m. and noon, the owner Parminder Parhar had the purchase proceeds go towards the Parminder and Kamaljit Parhar Endowment, also at SFU. Also on November 6th, the Faculty of Science announced the 2024 Excellence in Teaching Awards recipients. On November 7th, SFU invited RSC, SRC, and other university partners to the 2024 Celebration of Excellence and Engagement, which continues until this Saturday. Meanwhile, today is National STEM Day, as SFU celebrates and promotes field of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
First music today is from Amelia White's Love Ice 4 with Don't You Ever Forget.
The ocean this afternoon and blow all these worries away. We'd laugh and talk out on the dock and watch the boats come in, sip a little wine, slow the day. I'm still here with you, just
That was Don't You Ever Forget from Amelia White's Love Ice 4. Next up is Whispering Sun's The Great Calm. Here is Loose Ends.
It's been days now, my eyelids quiver, the room shivers, disrupting every straight line, and then my sight drifts, everything shifts. I'm flung from side to side, nothing to calm the air. Witch Afidiani's hiding in the truth. Better huddle up and sway to the beat of my migraine. Witch Afidiani's hiding in the truth. Better huddle up and sway to the beat of my migraine. Always picking up strangers' bits. Mold up into existence. Outskirts keep far from the middle, on one of many train lines, and then my sight drifts, everything shifts. I'm flung from side to side, nothing to calm the air. Reach out for the unease, hiding in the truth. Better huddle up and sway to the beat of my migraine. Reach out for the unease, hiding in the truth. Better huddle up and sway to the beat of my migraine. Picking up stranger's bits. Move into existence. It is hit or miss, always picking up stranger's bits. Move into existence. It is hit or miss, I leave and I reappear. On a ground so unstable, I'm reeling and I can't take it. I can't take it, always shaking up from deep inside. Every night I close my eyes to a different room. I twist and write, then I wake up to a different view. But when I peek through the blinds, I'll only find the same world that I tried to leave behind. I've been scraping missing pieces of the sidewalk. Over all these years, creating me, many faces.
Now I'd like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. 9 events were on tap for November 2nd. The Red Leafs women's soccer visited the Western Oregon Wolves at U Field in Monmouth, Oregon. SFU opened the scoring at 16:20 as Kate Carter scored her second of the season on Western Oregon's Sophia Pierce, who gave up just 1 goal on 6 shots, but her counterpart Sarah Lowen stopped all 2 shots that she faced as the Red Leafs edged the Wolves 1-0 at U Field in Monmouth, Oregon. Meanwhile, both SFU wrestling teams hosted the SFU Open at West Gym, where the team finished first with 118 points, as 6 Red Leafs men advanced to the finals as Magnus, Peter McCracken, Patrick Leder, and Elisa Lazar won their weight classes, while Arash Rusty Owen Gustmanson were runner-ups. Six Red Leafs women also advanced to the finals as Hannah Deuce, Paige Maher, and Julia Ritchie triumphed in their weight classes, while Megan Selaski, Ella Finding, and Lenny Marie McCracken were runner-ups. Magnus McCracken earned the Men's Outstanding Wrestler Award. Meanwhile, both Red Leafs swimming teams were in action, first with men's, who concluded the two-day four-way duo against the host Grand Canyon, Arizona Christian, and Ottawa, Arizona, in Edward Reese Aquatic Center at Brophy College Prep in Phoenix, Arizona. I will mention the SFU winners from last Saturday, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. Dylan Cormody in the 200 individual medley at 152.86. Peter Borch in the men's 200 butterfly at 152.26. Hayden Vischer in the men's 100 breaststroke at 55.17. And Peter Borch in the men's 200 freestyle at 140.16. As the Red Leafs fell to the host Grand Canyon 198-117, but dwarfed Ottawa University Arizona 254-54 and the Arizona Christian Firestorm 256-31 in Edward Reese Aquatic Center at Brophy College Prep in Phoenix, Arizona. Meanwhile, SFU women's swimming team completed the two-day duel against Cal State East Bay at Pioneer Pool in East Bay, California, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds, which may be given in decimals. 9 points were awarded to individual race winners, with 11 for relays, 4 for runner-ups, 3 for individual thirds, 2 for team thirds, individual fourths, and 1 point for fifths. Here are the Red Leafs winners. Tori McClanchek in the 500 freestyle at 454.96, Abby Williams in the 100 freestyle at 50.57, Tori McClanchek in the 200 freestyle at 150.15, Abby Williams in the 100 backstroke at 56.35, Delray Vetter in the women's 100 breaststroke at 105.99, and the women's 400 freestyle relay as a quartet of Abby Williams, Elisa Whitmore, Tori McClanchek, and Melissa Edelman clocked in at 326.17 as SFU bested Cal State East Bay 87-80 in day two of their duel at Pioneer Pool in East Bay, California. Later on, the Red Leafs men's soccer hosted the Western Oregon Wolves in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The visitors opened the scoring at 40-40 as Marcus Vasquez scored his third of the season, followed by Jacob Garcia's third at 50-50. SFU cut the deficit to 1-7:25 later. Looks like it's 7:06 later, as Michael Hennessy scored his fourth of the season at 57-56. However, Western Oregon stole the two-goal lead less than 4 minutes later as Alexis Luna scored his third at 61-33. And Alex Grignon capped off the scoring with his third of the season at 83-37 as the Wolves quad damaged the host Red Leafs 4-1 as Andre Schleffeli made two saves on three shots for the visitors, while Jordan Thorson surrendered 4 goals on 6 shots in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. Both Red Leafs basketball teams resumed action in the CCA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic at Langley Event Center. First with the SFU men's, they fell to CSU San Bernardino as the Red Leafs were led by Howard Luke with 22, Lance Dupont with 14, and Irish Kokuya with 11 points. However, the SFU women's bested Dominican California 77-67 as the Red Leafs were led by Sofia Wisotsky with 19, Merlane Shervey with 14, and Caitlin Tete Wayo with 12 points at Langley Event Center. The SFU Red Leafs volleyball provided a nightcap for November 2nd as they tripled up the Western Oregon Wolves 3-1 at SFU's West Gym. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action on November 3rd as part of the CCA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic at Langley Event Center. The men's fell to Dallas Baptist 89-70 as SFU were led by Tate Christensen with 17, Irish Kokuya with 15, and Lance Dupont with 10 points, along with Maddie's Van Bylund. The women's lost to Tampa Bay 66-51 as Sofia Wisoski led the Red Leafs with 29 points, with only Spartan Zoe Piller ahead with 30 points to wrap up the CCA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic at Langley Event Center, where the SFU Red Leafs men's finished with a 0-3 record as the St. Martin's led the men's tournament at 3-0, while the SFU Red Leafs women finished at 2-1 with their only loss to the Tampa Knights, who went 3-0. Two SFU players made 2024 D2 CCA Tournament All-Stars as Irish Kokuya made the men's second and Sofia Wisoski reached the women's first team. On November 4th, Brooke Dexter of the SFU Volleyball earned a GNAC Volleyball Offensive Player of the Week, her sixth career GNAC Player of the Week award. Dexter led all GNAC players last week with 4.86 points per set as she capped off the week with 15 kills, 11 digs, and 3 assists in the Red Leafs, tripling up the Western Oregon Wolves as she leads the GNAC with 4 kills per set, 6 with a 307 percentage, and is the active conference leader with 1,213 kills for 24th all-time. Two events occurred on November 6th. Magnus McCracken was named the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Men's Wrestler of the Week as he won the 170-pound weight class, 77 kilograms, at the SFU Open, where he won 2 of 3 matches via technical falls, including the first-place match against Carlos Vargas. SFU Athletics mourned the passing of Dr. Jack Taunton. An SFU graduate in 1971, Dr. Taunton dedicated his life to sports medicine and served athletes at all levels, including helping SFU student athletes, other amateur and professional athletes. Dr. Taunton's leadership, expertise, and dedication led to his induction into the SFU Sports Hall of Fame in 2014. Dr. Taunton was also a founding member of several organizations, the Vancouver Sun Run, Vancouver Marathon, SportMed BC, Sports Cardiology BC, and BC Brain Wellness Program. Three games were on tap for November 7th. First with the Red Leafs women's soccer, who visited the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets. SFU opened the scoring at 37:57 as Dariela Lopez scored her sixth of the season on Montana's Claire Brogdon, and the Red Leafs defense plus goalkeeper Sarah Lowen kept the Yellow Jackets at bay to win 1-0, where Lowen earned a clean sheet on 3 shots faced, while Claire Brogdon yielded 1 goal on 3 shots at Yellow Jacket Soccer Field in Billings, Montana. Later on, the SFU men's soccer played Western Washington in Bellingham. The Red Leafs opened the scoring at 10:33 as Justin George scored his first goal of the season, but the Vikings tied the game at 24:47 as Edgar Serrano scored his third. SFU regained the lead at 55:42 on Michael Hennessy's fifth tally, but Western Washington tied the game at 68 as Andrew Rodder scored his fourth of the season and Caden Hall scored his third at 74:25, which was the eventual winner as the Red Leafs fell to the host Vikings 3-2, where both yellow cards were issued to SFU as its goalkeeper Maddox Colligan yielded 3 goals on 11 shots, while Bellingham's Charlie Dyer saved 3 shots at Harrington Field in Bellingham, Washington. The SFU Red Leafs volleyball provided a nightcap on November 7th, as they were swept in 3 straight sets to the host Seattle Pacific Falcons at Royal Brougham Pavilion in Seattle, Washington. Both SFU basketball teams are in action today. The Red Leafs women just tipped off against Vanguard Lions, but no scoring is available. No scores are available at this time. Later on, men's basketball play Cal Poly Humboldt as part of West Region Crossover at Bellingham, Washington. The tip-off is at 5:15 p.m.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. 3 points awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a conference tie. Western Oregon is first at 24 points, 8-1 conference, 12-2-1 overall. Western Washington is second, 22 points, 7-2-1 conference, 9-4-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene, for some reason, is listed as third at 4-3-3, 15 points conference, with a 5-7-4 overall record. Montana State Billings actually has a 4-2-3 record at 15 points conference, but have a better overall 5-4-6 record. So there might be an error here. Seattle Pacific is 5th at 3-3-3, 12 points, 6-5-4 overall. Simon Fraser is 6th at 2-7, 6 points, 3-10-2 overall. And St. Martin's is last at 0-10 conference, 0-16 overall.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current women's soccer standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Much like men's, 3 points are awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a conference tie. Western Washington clinched first with 33 points, 10-0-3 conference, 11-2-5 overall. Simon Fraser is second at 8-3-2 conference at 12-3-2 overall. Seattle Pacific is third at 7-1-5, 26 points, much like Seattle Pacific, much like SFU, has 26 points, but are 7-1-5 conference, 9-2-6 overall. Western Oregon, 4th, 5-3-5 conference, 20 points, 5-5-8 overall. The first four teams in the women's soccer within the GNAC have clinched the GNAC championship tournament. And the rest, Montana State Billings, 3rd, 3-6-4, 13 points conference, 6-7-4 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 4-9 conference, 12 points, 4-13 overall. St. Martin's, 7th, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7, 2-8-3, 9 points, 2-13-3 overall. And Central Washington, last, at 0-9-4. Conference 1-10-5 overall.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the current women's volleyball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Simon Fraser is first at 11-2 conference, 15-5 overall. Central Washington, second, 11-2 conference, 13-6 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, third, 10-4 conference, 18-6 overall. Western Washington, fourth, 9-4 conference, 10-9 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fifth, 7-7 conference, 13-11 overall. Seattle Pacific, 6th, 7-7 conference, 7-15 overall. 3-4-5-6. Western Oregon, 7th, 6-8 conference, 14-9 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4-9 Conference, 7-14 overall. St. Martin's, 3-11, 9th Conference, 5-17 overall. And Montana State Billings, our last at 0-14 Conference, 7-17 overall.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome to the second half of episode 43 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music featured on the SFU Red Leaps Hockey with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Steve Ashes, You and the Night. The tune is Dream Dancing.